I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Now it is Monday morning.
Good morning, Rita Ora.
And good morning to whoever won the Grammys last night.
Yeah, I don't think Rita Ora.
No. She should, though, for the Bang EP.
She should.
We can have that conversation if you
often
want.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Oh. Well, kind of, through AI. We'll talk about it.
Oh, yeah. So the Grammys were last night. Congratulations to whoever the winners were.
Yes.
We don't record Sunday night, so
congratulations or we're sorry.
Yes. I can't believe they cut her off.
I can't believe they did that to them.
Me neither.
And I thought that win was very deserved, and that other win was very undeserved.
She was robbed, honestly.
She was robbed.
But she was serving on the red carpet.
She absolutely was.
But and I could not believe what that interviewer said to her.
No.
Me neither.
No, and it's crazy, you know, after all these years that she still hasn't won that Grammy.
But it's really great to see everyone rallying behind that winner.
Yes.
Although
absolutely. You could tell that the voters were not paying attention in that category.
They were not.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
She'll have her moment one day.
She will.
You know what I mean?
And that other one was snubbed.
Yeah. I think underappreciated.
We don't even
honestly
need to name it, to be honest. No. Like, we all know who was snubbed that night. So.
Wow. Go off, improv.
Yes, and.
It is that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Yeah, and. And what?
And.
So anyway, the Grammys were last night. Shout out to everyone in the Discord who is chatting live in the channel.
Yes, we do.
We
the
do.
Live
if
chats.
You are a Patreon subscriber, we have a Discord and we have little special events channels where you can chat live with one another. And yeah, but anyway.
Anyway, enough from the future where we definitely know what was happening in the
I
past.
Know. Are all the events on Sundays now?
Well, they kind of always been, yeah, like awards.
Yeah. We will next week, though.
We will.
We will be doing a Rihanna
a
phone call, emergency, urgent call.
Briefing.
Yes.
Yes.
So next week, we will have that for you all.
Yes. Emergency call.
Yeah. Hello?
You guys are in a crisis?
I can't wait. We'll talk about this later in the after show.
Okay.
But last night, I was scrolling on TikTok, as one does, at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And someone posted a, like, because a lot of DJs and stuff will pop up on my FYP, and someone did a mashup of We Found Love, and just hearing that dun 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 when I, oh my god, I'm getting chills. When that plays next week,
it's
it is
going
to
be
euphoric.
A moment.
Unless she doesn't do it.
Right. She's gonna do Sell Me Candy. I wish she would do Sell Me Candy.
Well, more on that later.
Yeah.
Know who else is coming?
Who's coming?
Beyonce.
Yeah, we didn't see this one coming at all. A surprise announcement of a tour. Nobody knew this was going to happen.
I feel like the blogs were saying it was starting,
She literally sold tickets to it before it was announced.
Yeah.
So that also was a little hint. Yes, the Renaissance tour starring Renee is approaching rapidly, more rapidly than I think we thought last week because foot injury. Yes. But she's coming. Collect your coins. Stand tall on the Ticketmaster waiting queues. Brace yourselves for long lines and heartbreak. They're suggesting that it won't be the massacre it was during the Taylor Swift era's debacle, but we'll have to wait and see on that. I don't know what they could have learned in that amount of time to change things, but it's also like you need to take AP algebra to understand how to pre-register for this at this point. It's like there's tiers, there's three groups in certain locations, and then there's all the tiers of the different VIP experiences and the pricing and the... It's exhausting.
It is. There has to be a better way.
There has to be a better way. I don't actually know what the way is, but I do know that a lot of this is, of course, because they're trying to avoid the scalpers on one hand and have the verified, allegedly, fans. Can you name every song from I Am Sasha Fierce getting into the tickets versus...
I can't. Banned from getting tickets.
No, that's actually, that's like the worst one to reference as like, do you know everyone? Yeah. Do you know every four song? Let's say that. But at the same time, like Ticketmaster has been caught scalping from themselves or like having that whole debacle with, was it Metallica? I forgot. Like some.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I still believe my Chromatica ticket saga was a scam, but... Yeah,
right. Like you tried to resell it and it wasn't showing up in the offerings, only more expensive tickets.
Yep.
Yeah. I suspect some sort of fuckery in our midst, but...
I wonder
case,
if they could connect it to your streaming.
Literally.
Because you know how Spotify will be like, you're a number one fan, so here's an update.
You listen to I Miss You 45 times at 3 a.m. in 2011.
Yeah.
You can get free tickets.
But then would scalpers start doing that? You know what I mean? Like, would scalpers be like, well, the Eras tour is coming up, so I'm going to stream Taylor Swift for the next 6 months so that I win?
That's a good conundrum, because then it's like, okay, well, you got her streaming numbers up. Taylor would love that. But
oh, that's true.
I don't know. It is a conundrum, I suppose. But it's also probably a lot to do with, like, the monopoly of Ticketmaster that needs to be broken up, but I don't know how. It's above my...
Very complex.
Level. Yes.
There should also be, like, a Ticketmaster history, you know? Like... Like are you known for scamming or like, or not scamming, but like,
are you known for scamming?
Is your account history like, are you attending shows or are you just reselling tickets?
I like the levels of scammery. It's like bright red, like Jen Shaw's account. Yes.
Jen Shaw at the Renaissance tour.
I will say, did you get a peek yet of the map for the tickets, the seating chart?
It looks like there's a spot where there's a disco ball.
Right? It's like a giant circle, and it's called Club Renaissance.
Which
in the
would
middle.
Look great in an arena.
It would look great in an arena.
Like Britney's some, circus tour, like in the round.
Some Queen of Pops do four Madison Square Gardens in a row.
I know.
And then come back to Barclay. Anyways, I don't love that it's stadium. I probably personally will be attempting a lesser obvious stadium than New York, or, well, Jersey. Like, I don't really want to make that trek. So I might try Boston. I might try, I don't know. Yeah, I don't really want to do the Jersey thing. So we'll see.
I know, they always advertise it as New York, too.
Where there's a
like...
will, there's a nay. Ask Renee. where there's a will call.
I'm going to see where I'm at in life and decide later.
That's also valid.
Yeah.
Let's see where we are
at I've made this mistake before. Yes, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, sonically.
Sonically. I'm in my tribal house era. I can't at this time. No, there's the Club Renaissance circle that looks awesome. There's like a beehive VIP towards the stage and or on the stage, which looks really cool.
Hornet's nest
in
the back.
Yeah, I will always say... I can't say for sure what it's going to look like in person, but I was much more interested in that layout than the Madonna, which is giving me a heart attack because there's like three separate runways in the floor, and I don't understand how that's going to work. Whereas the Club Renaissance looks really cool to have in the round, like in the center. And it like you'll be able to be in a mini club, like the VIP circle, and dance with people. That is awesome.
I know, like I want to do that.
Right?
But like, is it worth it?
$25,000, I'm sure. I don't know, but I feel like just can't hold. Like, you look at Ticketmaster and it's like $14,000. And it's like, this is clownery.
That's a car.
It is a car.
Well, not. I feel like it's half a car. I don't even know.
Yeah, that's like... That's
like a gallon of milk.
That's an egg, from what I've heard. I'm not paying the price of eggs to go to Renaissance Tour. But... It just doesn't feel like he can. It doesn't feel sustainable, or it does feel sort of like a Hunger Games. Only the richest and/or sugar daddiest will survive. It's not great.
No,
I don't remember. I know I'll sound like old man yelling at cloud, but I don't remember this when we were getting Circus Tour, when we were getting Sticky and Sweet, whatever. I don't. It was
no.
Expensive.
I remember Circus Tour was under 200, and I was in the pit.
Yeah.
And then when I got the one ticket where I was like super close, it was 2 something.
I remember being like, wow, it's expensive, but it wasn't proportionally as wildly expensive. Like, right. Now I have to debate if I'm going to pay $1,000 for the floor, which feels absolutely insane. It's a lot. Anyway, get your coins. And I will also say too that, like, behind the scenes with the press allotment and everything, that's tightened up a lot too. It's really not, it was easier to get press tickets than it is now too, because I think they want their coins, so they're like less willing to give up a lot of seats, which that's not, I mean, poor media people.
She needs
people.
The press. I think she's a little famous.
She needs some coverage badly. No, I agree. But yeah, just in general though, like, tour ticketing, I feel, has tightened up with being generous with free tickets, and the ticket prices for anyone who wants to go has been deliriously high. Guess we'll see how this all shakes out.
I can't wait to see how this turns out.
I can't wait.
I love the tour poster, though, with the hat.
Oh.
The new photo is a fucking slay.
That photo is one of the best photos she's ever taken, and or a pop star. Like, oh. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be giant billboard size. People will steal it, put it in their homes, deservedly, frame it.
Know what they should do? And like Beyonce, I think she's fine. She doesn't need my
ideas.
She's
listening, yes.
But they could do like a diamond, or not real diamond, but like whatever they use that's fake.
Yeah.
Encrusted, like kind of like a gloss tour poster, like where all the sparkles are. You could do a coating.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it actually like sparkles.
What it might do, or what she might do to make that happen, is the tour book.
Yeah.
That could easily be the cover. Ooh. Like a sparkly cover.
The designer just jumped out.
Yeah. No. I see it. I see the vision.
We're going to get a lot of sparkly hats too. Disco hats.
Disco hats.
Joanne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited though. I'll see it somehow, some way. If it's not in person, then I guess HBO Max or wherever she's bringing it.
Yeah, you that know? Is true.
But yeah, stadiums are never our fave.
No, I feel like the last time I was at a stadium was...
For a concert?
God, this is going to be embarrassing. Everyone's going to scream, Bon Jovi.
What?
I know.
Wait.
Yeah. I'm from Jersey.
Wait, it was willingly?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm a Jersey boy at heart, okay? Bon Jovi is like the king of Jersey.
Oh,
he's
my
hot.
God.
And it was during what album? I can see the cover in my brain, but the Have a Nice Day tour. Oh my God. Yeah.
What
so
year
good.
Was that?
2005.
Oh my God.
And it started thundering and lightning, and yeah. The lightning was like striking all in the sky. And he came out and he was like, this in like the rain. It was literally the meme of Arthur's little sister in the rain. And he came out and it was pouring, and everyone was just like rocking out. I like to rock out.
I like to rock out, Bon Jovi.
My rocker era.
That is...
That's like when Hillary Duff and the girls were all going pop rock. So I was...
They walked so Bon Jovi could run.
They did. Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone has always said
Girl
that. Girl can rock.
Walked so that Bon Jovi could run.
Wow.
I know. Can you believe it?
I actually can't.
That's probably the only time I've been in a stadium now that I think about it. Or I watched baseball once.
Yeah, I've been to baseball. I liked, like is like a strong word, but I can appreciate and enjoy going to a baseball game. I think football is fucking boring. In person, TV, I can't believe we're talking about sports, but...
Tennis, slay.
I can get behind that. Baseball is fun in person, in my opinion. But yeah, football, I fucking hate. No matter how much I try and understand it, I cannot grasp it. It's boring as hell to me.
Yeah. Feels homophobic.
It inherently does. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of men trying to block other men from scoring.
Yeah.
That's homophobic.
I used to watch hockey too back in the day.
Oh, I did. I used to go to hockey games.
And like the N64 PlayStation game. That's
fun too, because there's a real risk of having a puck to the head.
Yeah.
At any moment, you could pass. And I like the danger in that.
Mm-hmm. That was like the ice skating era when I wanted to be Tara Lipinski.
Oh, that's how, I think I told the story on the pod. That's how my mom, one of the earliest reasons my mom knew I was gay is because there was a ice skating man who was shirtless on the ice. And I ripped the binoculars from her and to go look, get a closer look at him.
Wow, that's really tight.
Wow. What's he doing down there?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ice skater to WWF wrestling to Spice Girls to Queens of Pop timeline is really something. That's a journey. It's a movie.
It really is. I don't know what happened, and I'm actually very happy about it. I'm getting a lot of WWF on my TikTok now.
Oh, it's the best. Oh,
it's really reminding me how much I used to watch. Like, I remembered a lot of these storylines.
Oh, I knew everything.
It's so interesting. And they still come back sometimes for the Royal Rumbles and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you'll get a Triple H moment or whatever. It's especially the themes. And that will be a bonus episode at some point. But like the Stone Cold shattered glass moment. The Sable, obviously, whip crack.
The sound. That China. Album. I was watching the clip the other day of China when she entered the Royal Rumble.
Oh, yes.
Ahead of her time. Fucking trailblazer.
Absolutely. It's very much like the WWF walkout intro to pop star concert intro pipeline.
It's the
same thing.
Yeah.
It gets you so fucking hyped.
Their tour costumes and interludes.
And it didn't matter, you know, we do not stand men, but a lot of the men had like really hype ones like Undertaker and like DMX.
Ooh, yeah.
Like you just got hype. You're like, they're coming.
Wow.
Sports and wrestling. That's what we talk about on this pod. There are people at home just like, clutching their pearls right now.
Well, there's also people who like get it. They're like on
that's
the same
true.
Journey.
That is true. We offer variety.
We do. That does need to be a bonus episode at some point.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I could go, oh my God, I have all the figures.
Such
still.
A versatile podcast in some ways.
No, it's actually like you guys are gonna think I'm wild. Well, actually, no, you're not. Back in the day, I used to get like the molding clay.
Yeah.
And I would build outfits on the little figurines to like change their hair. And yeah. I would sculpt ponytails and like little bigger tits.
What are you doing here, Ariana?
Literally, but like I would take the figurines and I would paint them and I would design new outfits for them. And like I remember once I built like these shoulder pads for my China doll.
No.
Oh, so fun. And now I'm gay. So but I mean, people do that. People build like dolls and it's art. It's like sculpt, whatever.
Yeah, and it turns you gay.
Don't give your kids clay. You're going to make them gay.
Do you know, this is a big part of my family lore, is my, I love her and she accepted me exactly as I was, but my late grandmother, when I was a baby or growing up into whatever toddlerdom, my mom was going to get me like a chef kit, like a cooking kit. And she said, don't get him that. You're going to turn him gay.
Well,
she got me the kit. And I know that my mom, the moment I came out, was like, oh, God damn it. she was right about the chef.
She's like, I did this. Yeah. I caused this.
Oh, God. But any case.
That's not true. You made the choice.
I did make the choice. I prefer this
bad
lifestyle.
Joke, bad joke. Bad joke. I'm joking. It's not funny. Sarcasm alert.
You know what lifestyle we didn't choose? It's choosing to be a Spice Girls fan.
Ugh.
We were just talking about this on the after show last week, but there were rumors and rumblings that they were going to do something. Mel C or Mel B teased.
Mel B.
Mel B teased that something was happening, and we think we know what it is now. A new report suggests that the Spice Girls will be reuniting for the King Charles coronation ceremony.
She needs to go to jail.
First of all, I don't even know what Cornova Ocean means.
Basically, she's the new king of Queen of Pop of England, and this is the formal ceremony.
Got it.
It happens already, but now you get, it's like a formal ceremony. It's going to be all pomp and circumstance and lots of performers and marching and royal silliness.
I've been to Buckingham Palace before, so.
Yeah, you've been inside?
No, outside.
Okay.
Where they have the little toy soldiers.
The toy soldiers, yes.
Not toy soldiers, like.
Men.
Respected men. Yeah. The army. The army of me.
Yes, they will be doing that, and allegedly the Spice Girls will be among the attendees to perform. Not surprising, we of course have Jerry Geraldine Horner Hallowell, who has gone from ginger to conservative mommy in all ways.
Yeah, conservative Spice.
It's been rough to see Mommy Spice come out in full force, but she probably endorsed this. David Beckham, the Beckhams in general, I think, are like friendly to the royal family, so that's not surprising. And the other gals are along for the ride, I guess. But this makes sense.
It's like they are iconic. It was like when they did the London Olympics.
It's exactly that.
Which, if you have not seen that, oh my god, like top 10 live performances that I've ever seen in my entire life. I wasn't there, but like, you know what I mean?
In spirit.
Yeah.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Oh god, I'm shaking. I'm literally shaking thinking about it.
The cars, the honking.
Like, are they going to do something like that for this, or are they going to come out in ball gowns and sing Amazing Grace?
I'm opting for the latter.
What's the King's like theme song? God speaking save of WWF.
His theme song.
Like, is it going to be like row, with the whip crack, and then it's like the new king comes out?
It's Bebe Rexha's Sacrifice.
Is this thing on? Do you remember that theme song?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Mm-hmm. He walks out. Yeah.
God save the king.
Glass. Well,
he's gonna need it with all that bad karma. I'm just saying.
Well, let's talk about it. But yeah, so that's what we've got so far. The intel, the rumors, and it certainly checks out. What, the second I saw the headline, I was like, oh,
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe it'll inspire something more interesting than that, but I guess it'll be nice to see. And that would probably drag Victoria out. That would make her do it, I think. She'd want to be part of that. So we'll probably get that.
Fingers crossed that the idea that I dropped last week in the after show comes to fruition. The girls that get it.
We're excited to watch them perform. Headlines, kingship never ends. So
I would actually stand that. I am a headline stan.
I know. Well, speaking of royalty, from King Charles to the Queen of Pop, we've got quite the update about Miss Madonna in the Upper East Side in her mansion dancing. This would have killed a Victorian child. To Lady Gaga's Bloody Mary, as seen in the fan edit of the Netflix Wednesday dance, doing the dance only 2 months too late. Pretty on time for her.
Reductive,
if you ask me.
In her own words.
First of all, and most importantly, do we think she knows that that's Gaga?
Yes.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on the fence about it. Maybe. Number two, do you think that was like intentionally done because Gaga just commented? Do you think it was like a kiss back? Or do you think she just saw the trend? I love that, if that's the case.
It's Madonna. Do you think she's stupid?
No, she's certainly not stupid, but I do think she likes to just do whatever TikToks come her way. So I don't know.
Like whatever's on her FYP.
Yeah,
no. I think she knows, and I think she likes it.
Yeah.
I think Madonna loves Lady Gaga. This is like a side conversation.
Oh, I definitely think so.
But I think she really likes her a lot.
And vice versa. I mean, Gaga in 5'2" was like, I just want her to shove me against the wall and like make out with me and call me a dirty bitch or whatever she said. There's like, the feud was like largely media fueled and heightened and whatever. And yes, Born This Way did kind of.
Honestly, Gaga, I'm going to say it because I was a little bit of a hater back then, but like it was kind of ahead of its time. If you think about how everyone now is interpolating melodies and songs. And
yeah, it would have been nice if she said that that's what the song was
but
from.
But like, I think now it's so much more like a thing to be like, oh, I love this song from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, so I'm gonna interpolate it into something new.
Yeah.
Whereas back then, that wasn't, I mean, it was a thing, but it wasn't like a
No, it was thing. Seen, it was like always disrespectful. It was always like, blah is copying blah. Like, yes. Remember that iconic Tumblr that was like Brandy getting copied, like uh-huh. Brandy's the blueprint, and yeah. It was always showing like, and they did not lie, but we were obsessed with comparing who sounds like this, who looks like this then, in a way that I don't think we are quite as
outsold,
much now.
Outsold,
outcharted. Yeah. That's why, yeah, I tweeted, like, I would love to drop this video just in 2012 Twitter and see what happens. Like, it would make them explode.
It would honestly create world peace.
It would. I do think they're doing that now. I love it if we, you know, if you missed it last or 2 weeks or so ago, Madonna posted that very sincere thank you for the sold out shows already. And mm-hmm. Gaga was like, we love you, M, in the comments. I mean, I'm always going to prefer, I'm not somebody who wants one to win. Like, maybe when I was a teen, that was my deal in the wars of the queens of pop. But now I'm like, how boring must you be to like hate one and love the other? And yeah, you know? So we love that. Love to see it. And I will also say the dance itself, she's looking great. The hair is good. She is definitely showing signs of starting her very notoriously strict workout and tour regimen, and we're beginning to see that.
When is opening night for Madonna? What date?
July 15th in Vancouver.
Okay. And Beyonce is May.
I actually think she's July in Toronto or something like that. Because for a split second, I was considering a dual Canada opening night moment, but they're not even close. Like, I had to look on a map. I was like, oh, that's not. It would be like doing New York and LA.
It's like overseas,
kind of.
You know,
overseas,
it's so far.
Places like Canada. So
if you get it, you get it.
That would be fun. There are places and times where they're kind of crossing over really close, though. So some people will be able to do that, which is cool. They'll be hitting the catwalks and doing their runway struts on their tours.
Oh, yeah. Right through the GA.
Right through the GA. And right through the doors, which doesn't happen for everyone. I think it's time for a little segment we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
No wonder why her daughter doesn't talk to her.
Her daughter did not get the memo. Yes, this went viral on social media. Lourdes Lola Leon Ciccone, the heir to the throne, was denied entry into the Marc Jacobs show, serving, mind you, in a vaguely Britney Denim-esque look. It was inspired. She was at the door, and you can like overhear them saying, like, it started already. Sorry, sweetie, basically. Like,
yeah.
And she kind of...
And you're going home, sweetie.
And you're going home, sweetie. She kind of gives a little bit of a back and forth, but really not much, and turns around and leaves. And there's just a throng of paparazzi and fans and whatever. Like, Lola, like, why can't you get to the show?
It started already. You're late. You're late. Screaming at her.
Screaming at her. And to be honest, like, she was just late. She didn't throw the diva fight. She didn't. Yeah. I think she was a bit shook because who has ever denied her before? But I think she was not. There's a scene on Bling Empire where somebody is shaking and crying and screaming because they can't get into the show that somebody had brought up recently, but she handled it just fine. Unfortunately, it was seen in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And a friend to the pod, Evan Katz, added context. He texted me that a Marc Jacobs show always starts exactly on time. And so,
oh, yeah. I saw the comments on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Everyone's saying that, like, he's always known for...
Yeah. If you arrive when it starts, you're late.
Yeah.
So... That's just, and I appreciate that personally. Like,
yeah, because then you're disrupting the ambiance of the experience.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Maybe she got the wrong time.
If you're on time, you're late. That is like the, who told me that? Where did I see that?
And if you're early, you're on time.
Yeah.
Delta Work said that.
There we go. The prophet herself.
Absolutely correct.
She has been spilling recently.
More, truly.
Her little rant about, disposable gifts like food and like things like that. Woman of my own heart.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you. Give me an experience or a cheeseburger.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Not just a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or a candle.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like half
well,
disposable.
Well, that's kind of an experience.
Yeah.
I've loved, she just did an episode with Ms. Kasha Davis. Love her as well. They had fun anecdotes.
And her little speech about friendships
and
how they change in different seasons and different years, but they always come and go. I thought it was very sweet.
It was.
And very inspiring.
I agree. We love that.
This is a potential mother.
This is a potential mother. This yeah. podcast is very Delta. Oh, God. Well, what else do we have in the high fashion department? We also have a cover girl. I thought this was very fierce. Doja Cat for Variety, giving a severe, fierce look and quite the interview inside. She spilled. It is crazy to me that, like, Britney is always the one that people go to for the comparisons. But when, of course, she shaved her head and eyebrows a couple, well, I guess probably a year ago by now, she got the Britney comparisons. And she spoke out in the interview and she was like, I've always found that incredibly rude and negative and demeaning to belittle her experience, especially knowing what we know now.
She's got a point.
She sure does. She also talked, she wants to do a punk album. She also wants to lean more into rap and hip hop. She's got a lot of things that she'd like to do. And she talked about being a troll online and liking to clap back at the haters. It was an entertaining read.
She has a great sense of humor.
She really does.
You can just tell she is a creative.
Yes.
Like an overarching.
She's exactly why I completely understood when she's sitting next to Madonna at a runway fashion show. I'm like, yep, Madonna would love her. She's somebody who wants to do a million things mm-hmm. and has the vision for a lot of things. A weirdo. I love it. And actually, speaking of Britney, we do have a moment in pop culture.
Yeah.
Pam Anderson, I think we might have mentioned this last week.
Which, speaking of Variety, yeah. was just doing a shoot for Variety as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
They've been kind of killing it lately.
Variety kind of always.
They're pretty iconic. But
kills
like...
it. Yeah. They're like amazing. But Pam Anderson's son stood up for Britney.
And then Britney posted an Instagram mm-hmm. praising
Pam.
And
the sons gave her love in the comments mm-hmm. too, which is really sweet.
And like, I guess it appears like Britney watched the doc or.
Yeah, I can't tell if she just consumed any of the media because
yeah.
Pam's on the press tour. She's done, yeah, the Variety, the doc, the book. So it's been a lot. Yeah, kind of culturally all over the place right now with the memoir and the documentary.
People are saying the memoir or the doc is good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a ton in there. She's had a tough life. She's had a lot going since her childhood. But yeah, I love that it's from her own perspective.
I saw a couple clips on TikTok. I was like, she's so funny.
Yes, that's
And she has a really good like outlook on it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of TikTok,
yeah,
Brittany Furlan.
Right.
Who some of you may know from Vine.
Yes.
Who is now married to Tommy Lee. Kind of shaded Pam a little bit on right. TikTok, which I didn't think was very cute. But
no. Who's Brittany Furlan in this world anyway?
Well, there was one tweet that said like Brittany Furlan and her two Vine followers. So oh. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think
I'm
it's
not getting
like
involved.
A lot of I'm not like all of Brittany Furlan's TikToks are like connected to being the wife of Tommy. Like she's always talking about Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Pam Anderson's an icon.
Right.
Whether you watched her movies and videos and kept up with her or not, she's iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion icon. You knew what you're getting it like just
TV, original yeah. sex symbol, bombshell, all of that. Yeah.
It feels weird to me.
Yeah, it's better to probably remove yourself from the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff in the book and the doc, a lot about, you know, unequal pay and not knowing better to ask for more and things like that. And the Baywatch producers being flops and like trying to get her back into that movie, the reboot in like 2017 or whenever it was, and her like begrudgingly agreeing for like a very quick half second of herself to be seen. They like weren't going to pay her or anything. It's all fuckery in the industry. It really is. Speaking of beauty,
why don't we have a little bit of TikTok talk? There is a makeup artist. We love to talk about Muas here.
We do. We are Muas ourselves.
Well, no, Brittany Furlan's shade was not so good.
Not so good.
But there is a makeup artist named Holly Murray Makeup that did a Doja Cat inspired recreation of the full face covered in diamonds. And it is absolutely spectacular.
It's a look.
She said that it took her 27 hours to do it, which is that's longer than a day. So I just.
Yeah. This is the Schiaparelli all facial diamond look. And the transitions and everything is, it's just incredible.
Yeah, so she did a bald cap and painted everything down and then hand stoned all of that.
Really crazy.
We'll post it on our TikTok so you can see it.
It's stunning.
We'll post it on our Instagram so you can see it, but it's incredible.
It is. Well, you know who else made an incredible comeback?
We all know why we're gathered here today. Did you? I was literally thinking.
I thought of The Avenue. As
The Avenue.
As you said it.
It's literally the soundbite from The Avenue. Oh, we all know why we're gathered here today.
I was shook to my core when she said it.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to have a Gigi Gorgeous appearance for a half second. But no, Michaela is back on the TikTok and she is saying fuck you to the haters by ignoring the drama entirely and just going on with a Valentine's Day look. It's the season of love, bitches.
Yeah.
This was, in my opinion, the best possible way to move forward.
She kind of slayed this.
She kind of did.
I was a little shook.
No teary-eyed apology.
Nope.
No notes app. Just nope. Keep on chucking. Because it was what? Never that serious.
Exactly.
I mean, call out dubious and misguided, misrepresentative,
false advertising.
Yeah. For sure. It's not okay. But at the same time, whatever.
Right.
It is a little like, yes, it is also pervasive in all forms of media, and every commercial has embellishments and fake product and fake food service. Like the food isn't real in the food ads and all of that. It's like, yeah, it's all not that we should just succumb to it.
No.
But at the same time, she's certainly not the only one. And she also accidentally did really good promo for the product. And honestly, I thought it looked great before she did the fake lash. So she...
That's the funny part about it is this mascara drama is all the people who went and bought it to see if it really did that. All of them were like, wait, this is actually
really
good. Yeah,
they like it. Because before she had allegedly applied the fake lash, it did look good.
Mm-hmm. So. Did you see in her new Get Ready With Me, Michaela put on mascara again, but she's covering the the casing so you can't see which one it is.
Oh.
But her eyelashes look good. And so people were like, oh my God, wait, what is that mascara? Because it looks really good.
Oh my God.
And I think it's because she's covering the, not the wrapper, but like the.
Yeah, the label.
What are they? Oh, it's called a component.
The component.
I know that from all my MUA drama watching.
You sure do.
Yeah. She kind of ate this up.
She sure did. I kind of liked seeing people seethe in the comments and being like, apology?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nope.
It's also like at the end of the day, she really is good at makeup, so
yeah.
Wow.
It's also not as though she has been wildly awful or anything.
No.
So I don't know.
Everyone has those days.
Everyone has their days. And certainly when you're all the way up at the top, that's when people are taking their fine tooth comb and checking all your fake lashes and making sure that you don't slip up once.
Yeah.
I wouldn't advise it. I don't endorse a fake ad if it was a misrepresentation of the product. But at the same time, I also don't think her career should end from it.
No.
So it's like, yeah.
Did you catch her little dig at Miss Jeffree Star?
No, I did not.
So ironically enough, Michaela had a brand trip to Wyoming this
week.
The
Yak Ranch.
So everyone was like, wait a minute. So she posted this Get Ready With Me for the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm on my way to Wyoming. Uh-huh. I have to make sure that my man's not there. And I was like, oh. Which is a dig at the
Jeffree
little football NFL. Someone's man is.
Oh, the NFL boot thing.
Yeah, there's some kind of NFL man.
This has crossed over into straight culture in a really annoying way.
Yeah,
like sports. General main locals are invested in this fucking obviously fake story that Jeffree is using for clout at the moment, which I feel like isn't even the first time.
No.
Loves to pull a stunt, is probably like a random 6'6 dude that he found with the silencer on the fucking table.
Oh, that was like, why is there a silencer in your bathroom? Like, is this GoldenEye 007? Like, what is going on?
God. I can't deal with the NFL boo
ongoing
saga. And now he's got NFL wives issuing statements being like, it's not my husband.
Let's talk about the husband.
Let's talk about all the husbands.
Did you say let's talk about the husband? Let's talk about what you don't want out.
But my whole
You're
thing.
You're disgusting, Kim.
People are asking me, like, from straight people are like, oh, who do you think it is? I'm like, do you really think a DL closeted man would pose for photos where he's like soft launching who he is, like from the back or, you know, holding a hand? It screams fake fuckery to me.
The forensic little TikTokers of trying to match the, what's it called? Where like on the back of your head, like there's like a...
Follicles.
Yeah, but like where they all meet.
Pattern.
There's like a circle.
Swirl.
Yeah. People are trying to match the swirl of the...
Oh, God. I just think it's going to lead... It's like a rabbit hole and it'll lead to like a gotcha moment where it's like not true at all.
Yeah.
I can't.
TikTok. I can't get enough of it.
Same.
This one really summed it up. I think I posted this on my Instagram story, but it's this girl and she's like panicking, holding her head, like looking exhausted. Yeah. And it says, me invested in too many TikTok dramas at one time. Who the fuck is the NFL player? Why the fuck did she pay $200 for a tumbler? Can Michaela please respond already? Can she not just pour water over her scar and wash it off so we can end this controversy? I need answers.
And it was sickening how I knew about every single one of those.
Yep.
And it's upsetting also because we have just as many listeners who like don't follow TikTok at all and they have no idea what we're ever talking about.
No.
But they appreciate the anecdotes. But mm-hmm. it's some people have absolutely no clue.
No. Sometimes I wish I had no clue.
I wish I was just a dumb, dumb boy. And I am. But at the same time.
I kind of am. But I think it's just like, to me, all the different sub-genres of drama. Mm-hmm. There's something kind of freeing in it of like, no one really cares like what you're doing in your life. It's like, there's always something else going on. I don't know.
We've got Tumblr drama. We've got all the variant versions of like makeup drama.
Yeah.
Nobody's got any idea what anybody's talking about anymore.
No.
Got to be in the same bubble. Drag Race drama. Like nobody, you know, there's a whole group of people who don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah. They think Drag Race is Cars.
Who's walking that fucking duck walk?
Affleck. not sponsored. That was false
not
advertising.
Sponsored.
Oh, I'm canceled.
Paid partner.
What do they even do? I don't even know what they do.
Affleck.
Yeah.
It's actually I don't know either.
Honestly, that's false advertising. Like, I think it's a farm. Like, why are you? Anyway,
I haven't heard about that in a minute. Well,
no,
not sponsored, but somebody is sponsoring your sound.
Oh my God! Speaking of TikTok. Sam Smith used Wendy's groove.
Your creation.
I was shook. The text started like flowing in. I was like, what's going on? What happened? What did I do now? Am I canceled again?
Why are you over again?
Yeah.
Well, you created, for those who don't recall, a mashup of Wendy Williams mm-hmm. with Virgo's Groove by Beyonce. A very pleasant bop. It's a bop.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Virgo's Groove is the best song on Renaissance, in my personal opinion.
Right. And then to add like Wendy's affirmations on top of it, it's just
and it's like
on
a minute long.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps going, and I posted it 5 months ago, and it flopped.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God, that was so funny.
I'm over.
Literally though. But then slowly people started to pick it up, and I'm like, okay, she's bubbling under
something a little ahead of its time. Only true music lovers.
I mean, Beyonce just dropped that new Cuff It remix. I'm just saying maybe it was inspired. But like then it started to gain traction. And then Sam Smith posted it. And now it has like over 300 more videos. And now she's starting.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. And like, I don't know. It just goes to show with TikTok. You never know when something's going to like Chicken Salad. That sound. Mm-hmm. The video went viral months before the sound went viral.
Right.
Like it was its own separate piece.
Yeah. Things can have its own life with the sound.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's why I can't quit TikTok. It's just like so good.
Yeah. Especially as Twitter dies.
Yeah.
TikTok is just really taking it.
Mm. She's still around. She hasn't been banned yet.
She hasn't been banned yet.
But yeah. So in this TikTok, Sam is wearing this feather.
Oh, yeah.
Cape.
Yes. High fashion.
Yeah. Speaking of feathers.
Walk
and
that fucking
drama.
Duck walk.
Did you see the Central Park gender reveal bird drama? I feel like here's the thing. I said something 2 weeks ago on this episode, like on this podcast, where I said, I'm not stupid. I'm just really smart about things that don't matter.
Well, you're about to prove that
and
wrong.
I am leaning into it.
Because this is the most important part of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Hit them with the Central Park gender reveal bird drama.
It's not national news, but...
It should be.
Did you see this?
I didn't.
Oh my God.
I was waiting for your explanation.
I am literally in an entire different universe here.
You're in a different FYP.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how does it go?
So someone took a bird. Mm-hmm. I think it's like a dove or a pigeon. And they... It's not funny. Let me re-say that. I'm just laughing. They dyed a pigeon pink.
Okay.
So it was a girl, I guess.
Oh.
Well,
that's part of the drama, I'm guessing.
Well, so they soaked a pigeon in Kool-Aid or something.
Right,
I don't know what.
Right.
And set it free.
Yeah.
And then it was... dying because it was like caught. They said,
oh, this the dyed bird was dying.
So the bird rescue center,
yeah,
said that the fumes of whatever they used, oh, are causing respiratory problems on the bird.
Oh, that's terrible.
And they did this whole post about how we need to stop gender reveals and, oh, don't do this to animals.
Oh, so basically what had happened was probably that some flop couple,
yeah,
got probably a bunch of birds and dyed them the color and set them free, maybe flop. I will, yeah, a lot of gender reveal techniques are really stupid and hazardous,
mm-hmm,
dangerous.
The wildfires in California,
wildfires
were a gender reveal.
Just I've seen some fun, cute, harmless ones at the same time. I'm not going to knock all of them, even though, like, I don't, yeah, but dying a bird is not on the list of approved activities.
No.
Especially because we don't even have 1,000 doves.
All you need is one that's pink.
All you need is one that's
pink. It's a girl!
It's like an escaped...
Also, why does pink have to be a girl color? Why can't it be a boy color?
Well, yeah, it's probably an escaped pigeon from Chromatica Ball.
It's made its way over, finally.
Yeah.
Across the Hudson.
It was actually just a twink that was hugging that bird at the concert.
It's part of their costume.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, that also happened.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into the new music, is there any more drama that we would like to discuss this week? I'm trying to think.
Mm.
I don't think so.
It's a healthy amount of drama.
No.
No.
Let's discuss some new music. But before we get into it, if you would like, we do have a Patreon where you can support us and listen to an after show every single week. After the show concept there, we have a Discord community and bonus episodes.
That's
patreon.com/legends
only.
Or you can leave a review below.
We love to see it.
Which, did you see someone left us a 1-star review after we joked about it?
Yeah, when you said that, I was like, you are actually, that's not a good idea.
I know.
Because people will do it.
I fucked up. All
yeah.
right.
You can't just say that.
I fucked up. Oh, big brother, I fucked up.
Well, if you'd like to counterbalance the 1-star with a 5-star glowing review, we would love it.
I know, I literally joked about it, and then someone left a 1-star and said they're bored.
Well, that is something that you...
Slay!
Manifested.
She's tired.
I know. I don't think I'm boring.
I don't think you're boring.
No. I think on a bad day, I'm at minimum 2.5 stars. Minimum.
You literally asked for a 1-star review, and that's what you got.
See, when you do clownery, the clown comes back to bite.
Sure did.
A 1-star review.
Now we're going to be crawling.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
Crawling back to the algorithm, praying. Oh, well, it's time to discuss.
Rats!
Still bored? No. Oh. Anyway.
Some new bops and bangers out.
Oh, yeah. For the three people who... oh, and by the way, people did DM me and say that, like, they're one of the three people. So I feel seen.
You are seen. You are heard.
The true ha. Huh? For all my melodic house girlies... And Deep House Chill Legends. There is a new track out by Sultan and Shepherd called Neptune that is like a vibe. Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah.
for all our chill house girlies. Well, at the same time, I was a lighter New Music Friday because the week before was overload. Absolutely overload.
Yeah.
We do have, I would say that the big release of the week at long last is Ray's 21st Century Blues finally out. You'll know it and love it best for Escapism, which is popping off on TikTok. My 21st Century Blues, including Heart Out Here, Black Mascara. Let me tell you, that was ahead of its time. Black Mascara.
Oh.
She predicted a complete TikTok apocalypse with that
one. No Falsies remix.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wispies. What are they called? Not sponsored.
Fakies. I don't know. Yeah, it's a really great album, and it is also incredibly specific, fiery, jagged. It is very intense lyricism. You know, obviously she had her whole kerfuffle with her label not allowing her to release an album, and she certainly has things to say about that in this record. In fact, she built up the album cover, which is very cool, a big pile of like equipment and instruments in front of her former label.
Mm-hmm.
Sat there.
And is it this? It looks like it's the same piece from the album mm-hmm. cover. Smart marketing.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a biting album, I would say. It's very, very personal and charged. She's got a lot to say, a lot on her mind, and also happens to write bops. So pretty excellent showing. The first debut outing, long awaited, from Ray, who we also know and love from countless bops with Jax Jones.
Call on me, bop. I got a bed, bop.
So many.
Secrets, bop. So essentially, what the story here is that she was releasing singles and her label mm-hmm. wasn't letting her put out this
pushing
album.
Back,
that
pushing
she had...
back this album that she wanted to do for herself. You know, it's kind of a classic case of the songwriter wanting to do their own thing, like a Julia Michaels, let's say. And it's like she's writing for other artists constantly, like Mabel, and she's doing her features on the Jax Jones songs. But she wanted her own perspective and her own art, and that was being shelved and pushed back, and the label didn't see the vision. So she kind of reframed the album to really make it about her situation. And she talks about flop men, dating, and being mistreated by the label, and being a bad bitch. And we love it. I really appreciate her songwriting because I think she has a way of writing really specific scenarios and also feelings, but makes really catchy bops out of them. I just think she's truly one of our great songwriters right now. She's somebody who all of our pop faves could go to co-write with. Just
yeah.
like, you know, there was that Julia Michaels wave with Justin Tranter that took over like 15 to 17. And I think that could still happen even more so with Rye. But right now she's on her own groove.
36 million monthly listeners.
Ugh, crazy.
Pretty legendary, if you
that
ask
is.
Me. Also, did you see that she got a shout out from Adele on Instagram
yes.
for the album?
Yes, she was shaking and crying over that. And it's, I mean, a testament. Adele knows songwriters.
Did
Adele
you also
appreciates.
See Ray's screenshot of what I believe is like a delivery? It's like an Uber Eats, but mm-hmm. I think it's called like Deliveroo, not sponsored. Where she like wrote like, oh my God, Adele just, she was like texting her food delivery worker and saying like, Adele just shouted me out on Instagram.
Yeah.
Stream my new album. Yeah. I thought that was really cute.
It was. Yeah. She's great. Really love Ray. I'm very happy for her. And now I feel like the slate is clean a little bit. Like this was very much like talk that shit and like, you know, wash yourself of this like.
Icky, cathartic.
Cathartic. And now, you know, she can begin anew. Which is awesome. Shout out to Ray. Some other bops along the way. Jake Shears is coming back. He has a new bop out called Too Much Music.
Oh. Is it about last week?
It's about last week. The New Music Friday. Yes. Always love Jake. Scissor Sisters. Iconic.
Let's have a kiki.
Gay pioneers. You know, very out and proud gay. We love Jake. There's also Caroline Polachek's Blood and Butter out now. Now, the title, while not delicious, is misrepresentative. It's a delicious song. So, and she truly is
the flavor.
The daughter of Imogen Heap and, like, I don't know, Imogen and a little Dido.
Ooh. Copyright. I hear the Imogen
the
influence.
Imogen for sure.
Yep.
So Imogen. And that's been the case for a while. Imogen has many.
Get a good lawyer.
Imogen has many daughters, including Ariana, honestly. Even though Ariana's music doesn't
Ariana,
necessarily.
Ariana, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? Her music might not usually sound like Imogen. She stand hard.
And you know what that's called?
Having good taste.
Wow.
That's yep. what it is. Oh.
I need to check up on what Imogen's been up to.
Yeah, she does a lot of like piano sessions and impromptu improv sessions, like on live and stuff like that. And she does her own like teaching course. Honestly, you should check into it. Imagine.
Yeah.
Like Imogen probably could do stuff with you.
I mean, I remember her explaining a lot of making her own sounds with like the footsteps yeah. on the wood and the empty CD cases and like using them to make a shaker. And I just, yeah, I think it's cool and like nerdy and like cool.
Yes.
There was a girl who did, I feel like I could play this on this because it wouldn't, I mean, it's not like technically a song that's out, but there was a girl who did a hide and seek vocal arrangement mm-hmm. on TikTok and it's so pretty. And I was like trying to message her and be like, you need to like release this or do something with it. Like, is that not beautiful?
That was really beautiful.
When she like goes down and like brings it back up.
It's melodies and harmony.
What would you say? Half up, half down almost in a way?
Wow. I just think it's magical. One of my friends posted an Instagram story the other day playing the piano. And I'm like, people who can play the piano need to be told that what they're doing is magic.
I play the piano. I mean, I don't do it right now, but I did growing up.
Can we like make a bop?
Yeah.
What? I didn't know you played piano.
Yeah. I can read sheet music and everything.
What?
Yeah. I when I was in lockdown, I used to post a video. I feel like you've seen it. I played like every time on the keyboard and like other songs. Like
I've also like lost half my brain in the past year.
Evanescence. COVID. I mean, I definitely think I'm super rusty now and it would be like a learning process again. But there are certain, the muscle memory is crazy with piano. Like I will be able to just redo from memory like My Immortal Evanescence like after years of not playing it, so that's cool.
She has a palette. Did you see that? We didn't talk
Talk about that. Yeah. But we need to, the Evanescence beauty palette, like the, oh my god.
Everyone's like, no. Shut the fuck up, stop talking about Muas and finance.
It's actually more than the palette is the idea behind it. And yeah. I guess this is probably, I'm sure it's been done, but like Evanescence has a very iconic cover.
Yeah, the album.
The blue cover.
Blues. Mm-hmm.
And the blues of that, they turned into a palette. And I thought that's such
brilliant.
A smart idea.
It's so iconic.
Every pop star should have a palette with their fucking album cover.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the art pop one, that would just be like an absolute chaotic mess.
Yeah. Slave for You, the music video, that eye makeup
well,
is
yes.
like very... recognizable. What else?
I mean, there's a million.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just liked that idea of having your CD cover come with like a palette matching the color scheme. Shout out to Miss Amy Lee.
Queen of Pop.
Queen of Pop. Also shout out Ellie Goulding. New bop out from the album.
Oh.
Like a Savior, it's called.
Ooh.
Yeah. The album got pushed back. There was some sort of opportunity that came up and some people were speculating if she was maybe going to do Eurovision or something, and we still don't know. But then she was in the studio with Calvin Harris, so I believe reunion with Calvin will come.
Okay, slay.
Worth it.
Oh, that was so good. Do you remember?
They always go. Oh my god, yeah.
Oh, tits out in the pool.
Tits out.
Ass is getting sucked. Not me. No,
not me either. We have
She's
friends on the trip.
Right now.
Yeah, she.
You were the one that was shaking, sweetie. I'm kidding.
God.
Oh, it was so funny.
Story time from Puerto Rico one day.
Yeah. So when did it get moved back to? Because it was March.
I think it was
right?
moved back a month or something. Yeah.
Okay.
But excited to hear the full thing. Always love an Ellie moment, especially with Calvin. That'll be about one of his shelved tracks from his Rita Ora album that he pretends doesn't exist, maybe.
Oh, Rita Ora.
Rita Ora. I've given it another week, and I've decided that Rita Ora does not get the bops of the level that she should be delivering.
I agree.
It's like thinking about that very genuinely incredible first opening performance in Australia as the pandemic reopened, and Rita Ora was the first person to perform in a stadium, and it was like Super Bowl level fun and good. She can dance, she can sing. Like, it needs to be bigger for her. We need to get her out of 2017 bops. We need to get it elevated. And potential too, like that video was a nothing burger where she gets like the wedding dress. Did you watch the video?
No.
For this one? She gets like ready for a wedding, and then at the very end, like the wedding's called off because the venue like sets on fire or something. It was terrible.
Someone did a gender reveal and stuff.
Yeah. It was really, really, but she can be like a fun overacting pop star. Like, she could be like Jerry, honestly. Like, she kind of has that energy of like solo Jerry Hallowell, of she could be a lot feistier, and I don't know. So I think she just needs to go even more balls to the wall.
Yeah. More people need to hear the Bang EP.
Yeah, they do. Because as we mentioned at the beginning.
And the Avicii song, Lonely Together, is
yes.
so good.
Well, there's this, we talked about it in the last episode, though. There's this, the duo mm-hmm. that made the AI version of a Crazy Frog sampling song.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, who would ever sample Crazy Frog? This is incredibly amazing. And all the comments. And then like three comments are like, hello.
Yeah.
Rita Ora.
Whoever is running the Grindr account. Came to Rita Ora's
and
defense.
I do know who that is. It is not me. It is not me, but it is somebody that I know. And that
they
is not,
did give they a shout could. Out to Rita Ora on it. And then I feel like now people are like, wait a minute, this is Bang Bang by Rita Ora. Also, someone is trying to, someone said that the vocals on this song, which is called Bling Bling,
yeah,
is like, Mabel's vocals.
Oh.
So people are like, how is this AI that's Mabel? But I don't know if that's confirmed.
Maybe this
or not.
Is a giant stunt. Like,
it
maybe
has
it's
to be something.
Yeah.
But Bang Bang only came out 2 years ago.
I know. That would be really rude. Anyway.
Maybe it is just a stunt for.
Yeah, it could be.
Watch, it's like the demo for Bang Bang.
Deceptive AI bops and eyelashes. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, we've got some things coming up too. Even though it was like a quieter New Music Friday, we also have some exciting announcements, some live announcements aside from Beyonce. And being poor from B, Madonna, allegedly a Rihanna, if that's truly happening. Taylor Swift, if you're going to that. People are so mean to me because I'm not going to lie and say I'm going to that. I'm not going to it. And it's not like out of dislike. I'm not going to the Eras Tour. It's fine. And so when I post like, it's a stacked year for me because it's Janet, Beyonce, Rihanna, Madonna, that's mine. World, like, I don't, she's not my girl. I'm sorry, it's not a hatred. I'm not gonna pretend just so I could, you know, join in on that fun with Swifties, it's whatever. Like,
yeah, no, it's also like, especially with this stacked year, you do have to pick priorities for yourself. Like,
you do.
Have you seen this artist before? Yes or no? Mm-hmm. What do you think the chances are that this artist will do a world tour again?
Have I'm you chased this artist to Canada before?
Yeah, and
will
like,
you do
I'm
that
not
again?
Trying to sound like ageist or anything like that, but like
legends come first in my book,
and they come first. Yeah. And the Eras Tour for Taylor Swift, she's gonna have 18 million more eras after this.
Yes,
so it's like a compliment. Like,
agree.
Yeah, but like a Madonna celebration tour.
This
will
is,
she want to keep doing it after?
I don't know, it feels like she's putting her all into her first ever greatest hits. Like, I want to be there. This is, mm-hmm. it's just a fact of life. She's already had the hip surgery. Like, I'm not chancing it. I'm going to see it. And that's what I want to see my legends. And if I have time for the new girls, the newcomer, then I will.
Fast forward to the end of this year, and like the only concerts I've gone to are like John Summit, like Cascade.
Yes.
No.
God.
I am going to try to go see Beyonce this time.
Well, there is a comeback incoming, actually. that we have to discuss, very much near and dear to your heart.
Kings of Pop.
The Kings of
to
Pop.
To me.
For me.
The
to
Jonas
me.
Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers.
New album called The Album.
Is it called yeah. The Album? Oh. They mean
I think
business.
Unless they were joking, but I think that's actually...
The concept for the video Circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
That is a little bit, for me, a little bit alarming of a title as a fan.
Yes, it is.
I would be
it
alarmed.
Is. I am alarmed. The alarm bells are off.
Yeah.
And...
Because in my opinion, well, maybe they do have to, but I feel like they kind of don't have to do anything ever again. Like they could sail through life and not really have to do anything at this point. But it feels like the cherry on top of like a pretty solid run, if you call it the album. So that's interesting. Like the final album.
Yeah, I was thinking something similar. I was like, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Like, this is called the
mm-hmm.
album. The album of what?
Yeah.
The what album? The album of bops? The last album?
We'll have to see. But
because I thought Happiness Begins was going to be the last one.
Yeah.
Which is why I went by myself mm-hmm. to the B stage.
You never know. I thought that, you know, Steps came back a few years ago, and I was like sure that that was like a one and done kind of like miracle. And then they came back again, and it was like, oh, okay. You never know with the girls, the anybody. They might come back again, but they might not. That's why you got to catch them live. So we've got the Jonas Brothers coming May 5th. We also have an announcement from Flo, the girl group that is actually making impact against all odds. Finally, we have a girl group that is a serious contender for carrying the torch. And they are coming stateside for the first time with a headlining tour. They're already sold out, booked, and busy, which is really making me happy because it's not just this niche pop nerd forum thing that people are into. It's like, oh, you're making waves. People are excited. I think they're opening for Ray. No, I forget. There's some combination that's very appealing. But yeah, excited to see Flo. Very excited to see where they're going next with the music. And of course, the queen is coming.
Slay!
When she's not yelling at the audience, she is putting out bops.
And then yelling at them again.
And then yelling at them again. The heart wants what it wants. Selena, eat your heart out. Because BB's coming with a bop that actually sounds like a fucking bop.
Mm-hmm.
She's teasing an acoustic.
Farrah Fawcett Rexha incoming telepathy.
Okay, but like in that wicker, what do you call it? Like a wicker chair?
Yeah, like patio furniture?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
with the like Farrah Fawcett hair. It's so 70s.
Yep.
Obsessed with that. She looks great.
I'm just thinking of Christina Aguilera telepathy. Maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
It did invent disco.
Like the blue jumpsuit that she had on. I was like, oh, Christina's shaking.
Yeah. She's teasing again. Hopefully we'll get it very soon.
Did she scrap the P-Now bop? Like what?
Maybe.
Literally like, it was like a week of promo and she dropped it.
Maybe they're tweaking it or maybe they don't want to put it out yet.
Yeah.
She might also, she seems like a real A-B tester of like trying samples online and seeing how much it gets carried away into the... You know,
she posted that one acoustic one that was really pretty.
Yeah. She seems to be like a tester of what is going viral, and then she'll go after the one that works. Like, I'm good blue and all everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good strategy. But this one sounds really good, in my opinion. So I'm excited. And it does sound like we're finally getting her back to Sacrifice, reminiscent bop bops.
She should throw that on the next album and do like what Britney did with Radar.
Absolutely.
Just re-release it.
Please. My God.
Tack it on to the end.
We also have a dispatch from live from BB Rex's concert at a party. PopBangQ tweeted, last night at a party, BB Rexha stopped performing mid-song to scold the audience for not listening. He wrote, I was gagged, and the woman next to me asked, why? I explained, I love when pop stars yell at the audience. She laughed. I asked if she's a fan. Her answer, I'm BB's mom.
Slay!
This is a potential mother.
This is a potential mother. Mothering in the crowd as mother performed. I am obsessed with this. I love that BB continuously drags her crowds.
Mm-hmm.
There should be more of that.
This song was number one for 50 fucking weeks. You're gonna sing the fucking words if you know the fucking song.
Well, investigative T. Kyle FBI agent here has a video.
Hold on.
she is absolutely correct.
She is 1,000% correct here.
And she is doing what a lot of artists are too afraid to do, which is at all ruffle feathers of the fans. I notoriously always hate fans. And I love that because, yeah, you're not going to come to my show and disrespect me.
Well, there's a certain thing of etiquette, I feel like. Because this happened recently. We had a showcase for one of the artists I work with. And most of the, like 95% of the show was upbeat, fun, full band playing. Mm-hmm. Very loud. So you're like, you could kind of have small talk or order a drink. And it's not really noticed by everyone going on. And then she slowed it down. And it was like, you could hear a pin drop. Mm-hmm. And there was this girl. And she was just like, oh my God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just like what I'm saying. Like, so loud. And I was like, holy shit. It was echoing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when that happens, you do need to shut the fuck up.
When Jesus says yes, you need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I agree. And, you know, we've talked about this, but like post-pandemic, people don't know how to act in a crowd in so many ways.
You're also ruining it for the other people who are like in the moment, especially an acoustic somber, like a ballad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad out here.
Yeah, like at the U.S. Open, speaking of sports,
yeah,
you don't walk up when there's a point playing. Mm-hmm. You get like literally screamed at by people will yell at people.
BB Rexha.
Yeah, BB Rexha will scream at you if you're interrupting the point.
Cut to her in like a visor, just like yelling from the side of the tennis. Excuse me?
Set point.
Serve.
Broadway. Same thing. It's
same
like
thing. So I don't feel bad about this at all. You know, they'll try and they'll try and spin it as like, you know, crazy singer like lashes out at the crowd. But no.
Ungrateful. Yeah. So rude. So disrespectful to her fans. Mm-mm.
I eat it up. I love it. And I love this that BB's mom was right there.
Me too. This should be a Ticketmaster requirement.
Oh, will you shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been reported for speaking during an acoustic set during your fave? You should get points off.
Although
that's a little Black Mirror. Like, remember that one episode?
Yeah. I just think they should go to jail. But no, I agree with you. The points one is like all too real. That's like, basically credit score.
That's kind of like dystopian. But like, if you're at a set and there's someone talking during it, like all of you could point your like remote and like lower her Beehive exclusive group member score on Ticketmaster down the charts. You know what I mean, though?
That's kind of iconic. But yeah, that would be a total mess. But or, like, I love
it. BB starts singing Sacrifice, and as the crowd, you have to earn points by singing along.
Yeah.
And if you're standing there like, I don't know what song this is, you lose 15 points on your Ticketmaster account.
Yeah. I get that. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Oh, you don't know Bang Bang by Rita Ora? Minus 50.
Jail.
And prison
pay $200.
Time. Yeah. 24 hours in prison. 50 points off your Ticketmaster Beehive group exclusive membership. Community service. You're forced to listen to the Taylor Swift discography the rest of your life.
And a human sacrifice.
New episode of Black Mirror right there.
Absolutely.
The Ticketmaster episode. Just wrote up for y'all.
Done and done.
Wow.
Well, we thank you all for joining us on this action-packed episode of Legends Only. We didn't even need to yell at you.
No. Hopefully we weren't too boring.
Some of you good behaved. Oh, well. If you're a Patreon, a Legends Only fan, you can join us for the after show where we talk about things after
the show.
And until next time.
Next time is like Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
That's literally next week.
What's happening?
We'll talk about that in the after show because we need to give our like final preparatory whatever discussion.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about Cascada too because you saw Cascada last night.
You sure are.
So yeah, head on over to the after show. If you are listening, you can subscribe at patreon.com/legendsonly. If you are a Patreon sub, you can add your RSS feed to Apple Podcasts or Pocket Casts so you can listen along with your other podcasts as well. If you need help doing that, just send us a little @ on Discord. We'll help set you up. And until next week.
We will.
The Rihanna Sans is coming. Everyone move over.
Fenty Sans.
The Fenty Sans incoming.
Fenty Beauty.
But until then.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Slay!
That episode was so boring. Stop talking about finance.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.